It's time for On the Sidelines with Brian Cook on Urban Media Today Radio.
The Steelers fall to the Birds. I'm Brian Cook on the sidelines. The Pittsburgh Steelers lost to the Baltimore Ravens Sunday 26-23 in overtime following a dramatic back-and-forth game. The Steelers fall to 1-4 overall and are 1-1 in the AFC North Division. Ravens kicker Justin Tucker sealed the game with a 46-yard field goal and was lifted in the air by his teammates after the win. The kick came after a turnover by Steelers wide receiver Juju Smith-Schuster, who fumbled, giving Baltimore possession. Juju, after the game, expressed his disappointment.
I feel terrible, man. It's literally the worst feeling ever. Knowing that, you know, you have the game's on line in overtime and you have the ball. Knowing that Marlon Humphreys, that's what he does. You know, he made a great play in a great situation, and he came through for his team.
Is there anything different when you can or can do in that situation?
I mean, just protect the ball. Squeeze it hard.
Offensive lineman Alejandro Villanueva says the team stands with their wideout, who was clearly dejected after losing possession of the ball.
I'm sure that he's really hurt by it. But, you know, for me as a teammate, I support him. You know, I'll help him in anything that he needs. And, you know, we got his back as we move forward.
A scary moment came in the third quarter, where Steelers quarterback Mason Rudolph was knocked out following a vicious hit by Earl Thomas. A hit that left him unconscious for several minutes and an obvious stoppage of play. Rudolph was able to walk off the field, woozy and discombobulated, with help by his teammates and medical staff. Head coach Mike Tomlin addressed the media, confirming the aftermath was a concussion. The team announced that Rudolph was taken to a local area hospital and released. Third-string quarterback Devlin Hodges went into the game and completed 7 of 9 passes for 68 yards. The undrafted QB is now listed as the team starter until further notice. Tomlin held Hodges in high regard.
No, I thought he represented himself well. He gave us a chance. Got to tip your cap to him. You're talking about a guy that didn't make our opening 53 and all of those things. We know his story. But you also got to acknowledge that he's done some good things at every step along the way through the team development process when given an opportunity, and that's why he's in the position that he's in. That's probably why he, you know, made the positive showing in spots that he did today.
Next up, the Steelers travel to the West Coast to face the Chargers, who are 2-3, also coming off of a loss to the Denver Broncos. I'm Brian Cook on the sidelines, powered by Golden Sky Media.
Tune in Monday through Wednesday at 10 a.m. for your On the Sideline Steeler Recap with veteran sports reporter and award-winning journalist, Brian Cook. Stream us online on Live 365. Tune in radio or online at urbanmediatoday.com.